A stolen peace sign, a cloaked thief, a park in peril, an old fight that no one will explain properly, a community in uproar, two intrepid reporters, and
the most kick-ass roller derby ever. Listeners, you need to check out the Tridmore Roller Rink. I went last week and was part of the derby and skated with the Unites. That's the local team, and
listeners, you're listening to Serial Park Life.
And now, a message from our sponsors.
Hey you, yeah, you, it's me, Bee, the Trudgemore beekeeper. Listen, I've got a lot of slack for running the other vendors out of the Unity Park Farmers Market. Now, there's just me, farmer. It's one farmer in the market. I guess you're waiting for an apology? Well, you'll keep waiting, sunshine. I ain't apologising to nobody. Those other farmers were too noisy. They were disturbing my swarm. Besides, you can still buy honey in the park. If you're after something sweet, so stop complaining. So come on down to the new, improved Tridmore Farmer Market. Impress the audience, lads.
When we first got to Tridmore a few days ago, I thought it was the most boring place in the world. Even more boring than my dad's favourite shop. Carpets, carpets, carpets. Then, someone, the cloak, stole the peace sign from the Bridget statue, and everything changed. Tridmore isn't a sleepy town anymore. It's a hotbed of intrigue. My grandmother's birdwatching group? They could be suspects, if they ever stopped walking long enough to interrogate them. And what's the deal with your one bee? Shauna could be the cloak. One of the derby girls could be the cloak. Finn, the child historian. It could be anyone. What's all that shouting about?
Somebody has to do something about this. Am I right?
Nana? Katie? What's all this about?
Your Nana told the tweeters about the cloak. They told everyone as they were patrolling the park on their morning walk.
Ryan Day.
The news spread around the park at hyper speed. I think everyone in town is here now, freaking out.
I tell me bird watching group everything, girls. Tweeters for life.
Your tweeters have created chaos, Nana. People should be careful about the nonsense they tweet. Am I right?
We've got to contain this. Unity Park needs to stay peaceful, or they'll shut it down.
Quiet, everyone. My father, Paul McGinney, will now address his public.
He's my dad too, Finn. And it's not his public. It's just people in the park. God.
Quiet, Bee. Can't you just be supportive for once? Think about your family instead of those bees you're obsessed with.
At least the bees listen to me.
Citizens of Tridmore, I know you are panicked.
I hear the cloak is the master key to every house in town.
I've been saying that the park was run by a cloaked marquee organisation on my pirate radio show for years, and no one listened to me.
You said that organisation was the tweeters, Shano. We're a bird-watching group.
Sure.
If we could focus, people.
I hear they roam the park looking to fight about politics and religion.
McGainy developments are committed to the Unity Concert. Let's use that occasion to create a strong foundation as a community. Ugh. Foundation?
Ugh.
Construction humour. No?
We need to find out who the cloaked figure is, Katie, for the good of Tridmore and the good of the podcast.
What's our next play then?
Well, what was it Rian's Masterclass says?
Welcome back to Rian's Podcast Masterclass. Lesson 10, Stealth and Tension. Did you see your neighbours argue over the bins? Hide behind a bush and observe them. Witness a skirmish and follow the source of the argument. There's no smoke without fire, and there's no fighting without someone acting shifty. That's the good stuff. That's where your investigation gets interesting.
Honey, get your jars of honey here. Don't listen to the government anti-sugar conspiracy. It's good for you. Mostly.
You think we need to watch Bee?
She ran everyone away from the farmer's market. She's always fighting with her brother Finn, and doesn't seem to like her dad either. In fact, the only friends Bee has are...
Bees, I get it. But why would she want to mess with the Unity Park?
Maybe the farmer market isn't enough. Maybe she wants the entire park to herself.
She's a park hog?
Exactly.
Why would I do that?
Ah!
Don't sneak up on us like that, Bee.
It wasn't hard. You were both huddled over here. Didn't even notice I was listening. Some investigators. And I'm not the cloak, FYI. And I can prove it. My worst enemy will vouch for me.
Dude, I'm going to need you to think about why you have a worst enemy.
Come on then, let's go to this alibi. So where is this alibi?
I need to summon him.
Summon him? Weird.
We just need one factual inaccuracy and he'll be here in a jiff.
Bridget Keller was allergic to cheese, and also she had hairy feet, and she was bad at running?
I think she's gone quite mad.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Finn? Bridgeheads will not stand for this slander. She was not allergic to cheese. She loved smoked gouda. She did not have hairy feet. What was she, a hobbit? I don't think so. She was not bad at running. She was perfectly adequate, as was noted in the town annals. B, why are you trying to mess with me?
Because it's fun. And I need you to confirm my alibi.
Alibi?
These dummies think I had something to do with the missing peace sign. And you know that.
She was here, practicing all day. She couldn't have done it.
Practicing what?
Tell them, sister.
I have a very special event planned with my bees. It's for the uni concert. Actually, it wasn't long before I met the two of you for the first time. On the day in question, Finn would not buzz off.
I was trying to help. Eventually, I left Bee and met you two, and we know what happened then. I give you the history lesson of your lives.
Right before we discovered the missing peace sign at the Bridget statue.
Ooh, it still hurts to think about it.
I have proof I was nowhere near the statue. All day. I record my bee's extravaganza. It's time stamped. You can hear Finn shouting in the background.
Extravaganza? Sounds fancy.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
Ignore my brother. Prepare for Flight of the Bumblebees.
And now my bees will perform a synchronized dance. Dance, my pretties, dance!
Are those bees doing a synchronized dance to classical music? This is madness, stop!
Buzz off, Finn, or I'll get them to sting ya.
Ah! See, neither of us did it, and you'd look daft in a cloak anyway.
Behave!
Ugh, enough with the bee punch, you're worse than Dad.
I'm nothing like our father.
Guys, stop fighting. You need a new focus. Join the roller derby.
No.
Become sleuths.
They mightn't want to, Aoife. Don't be pushy.
I'm not pushy.
Well, you sort of pushed me into this podcast.
Because we're partners against crime.
But why can't we do my thing for a change?
You go. See if I care.
Fine.
Fine.
That chat was a real downer.
Finn, what do bees like with their sushi?
I don't know.
Wasabi.
Oh.
Pick up.
Hello? Katie? You haven't brained yourself with that terrible roller derby jazz, have you?
Mum, Aoife and I had a fight.
Ah, love, I'm sorry.
Hey, little ducks. Guess you're the only ones I can speak to right now. Rian told me the life of podcaster was lonely. But I didn't think it would be this lonely.
Yo.
Oh, hi. Shano, I didn't see you there. Listening from your giant pirate boat.
My mum won this boat in a game of poker. You catch the cloak yet?
What do you think?
You're never going to find that goon until you open that third eye.
You say I have a weird eye?
I've been reporting on the oddball shenanigans in this town for decades.
What age are you?
11.
Aoife.
Hey, that's Katie heading towards us. What's up?
Aoife, weird kid. You have to come.
What's going on?
Just come and look.
That's a disgrace. Paint everywhere.
It's probably some couriers.
If they let Hanger off the leash, there'd be a lot less of this going on.
Someone painted a mural. A warning.
Shut down the Unity concert. Unity Park is no longer united.
Whoa, the cloak strikes again.
I gotta record this. In a park that prides itself on peace, one disguised individual is warning people to stay away. Why are they so hell-bent on destroying the Unity concert? And Unity in general?
I have an idea.
Listeners, this series of Serial just got crunchier. I'm Aoife.
And I'm Katie. Are we still in a fight?
Consider it paused. We have work to do. You're listening to Serial.
Park Life.
Serial Park Life was written by Carol Walsh. It was produced by Nikki Coughlin for RTE Junior Radio with help from Aoife O'Neill and Niamh Bennett. Featuring
Sive Marshall-Coughlin as Aoife,
Sophia Mulvaney as Katie,
Aoife O'Neill as Bee,
Tygo Riley as Finn,
Noah Rafferty as Shono,
Bernard McDermott as Rian,
Jane Gribben as Nana,
Emma Corcoran as Katie's mam,
Killian O'Donoghue as Paul McGainey.
For more info, head to rte.ie/kids. Smile emoji, hug emoji, unicorn emoji, explosion. What do you mean the listeners won't get that?